and gentlemen, welcome back into another episode of PZ85 Plays the Curse of Strahd of the Podzilla 1985 Network. I am Cody Sandusky. The dice, if you could see them on the screen, are very spooktacular right now. And I want you to know, before we get started, that we here in the Podzilla 1985 community do stand with the Writers Guild of America and the strike they are undertaking. But don't worry, it won't interrupt this show, because nobody's writing this shit, especially me, your Dungeon Master, Cody Sandusky.
The Podzilla community.
I was hoping someone would go with this. I mean, you were Hunter. Community.
The Podzilla community.
Joining me are my four friends, if we can call our relationship that, during this lovely last couple of episodes of anticipation of death and other things. Mm. Starting with Bjorn, the Wolfman himself, it is Kaz over on the other side of the country.
Yes, I am here now.
Now.
And he is here now. Resident cleric extraordinaire Rasmus Thomason, savior of people in burning buildings, it's Double H.
Elves. Yes.
Yes. I was going to say something about Sweet D and being a bird, but it felt very mean, so I'll just introduce her as Zephra, our resident Aragonasi. It is Lindsay Wolfgang.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I've been called a bird.
It's true. And creator, co-owner, resident, madman of PZ85. You know, he likes to click his tongue and stroke his beard at the City Fathers. It is Aiden Valmont, being played by Shannon Young.
I think these fucking writers need to get on board.
Of?
Low pay and poor representation. That's showbiz, baby.
So wait a minute. So what Cody said a while ago, when he said he implied that we all agreed to this.
No, I think in life there have to be dupers and dupees. And they're the dupees.
Dupre?
You know? Not anymore.
Well.
Dufresne, party of two.
Andy Dufresne.
They're missing.
Andy off Dufresne.
All right. Form a search party of three. You can eat when you find the Dufresnes.
Thank you,
He's
Cody.
A rock hound.
Thank you, Cody, for inviting me once again.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here. Literally, the intro is the only thing I have written down. That was the wittiest I'm going to be tonight, so fuck it. Let's see what happens, right?
Let's just see what happens.
Let's just jump into it.
Lord knows you're not watching late night TV. They're on strike.
So is that
just interject? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so Hunter, does that mean that the Pete Davidson's episode is canceled?
SNL's season is officially canceled. The rest of the season is canceled. Pete Davidson will not be hosting this weekend, which, by the way, I heard, if you listened carefully when they made the announcement, you could hear Pete Davidson sigh with relief.
Whew, that he
did not have to host this fucking show this week.
Yeah, I get that. That sucks, man.
Episodes do they have left?
They typically go through the end of May, so they would have had, it's through the end of May. They would have had like three. I think they had three more.
Yeah.
So they canceled the rest of that season.
As somebody that doesn't watch television, which I don't think many of us here watch a lot of television, honestly.
It
doesn't really affect us too much. But all jokes aside, we absolutely do stand in support of the writers.
I fear it's being facetious.
Yeah.
I remember the last time this happened. This is the 15th year.
Heroes.
Yep. Heroes.
He ruined Heroes.
I was just about to say.
It was also... It was also the exact same time that you could see episodes of Dexter on CBS.
Yeah.
Edited
to
hell because they had
because
nothing
they
else
just
to show.
Had to have content.
Yeah. Yep. I just remembered Heroes just going from amazing season to Rider Strike.
What the hell?
And
which is proof positive that you got to pay people what they're fucking worth.
I still remember watching.
Otherwise, you get like the last season of Game of Thrones.
Or Conan. Conan, during the writer's strike, they still did shows, but what Conan did, like, I still remember, he spun his wedding ring every episode. He'd see how far he could do it. And the crowd would go, yeah, and cheer on. But, like, everyone knew that, like, you take these guys that are supremely funny and incredibly entertaining, you take away the writers, and they're going, like, what the fuck do I do now? Write my own material?
You gotta imagine that Last Week Tonight is gonna have to be
done.
On hiatus, too. Yeah. Yeah, there's no way
that break my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, John Stewart has a show too. It's weekly.
Letterman's Netflix thing is just interviews. That's
how it is.
No, John Oliver, if you watched this week's Last Week Tonight, we just watched it earlier.
The very last thing
in the opening credits is always like a topical thing. This one was just the WGA deal, and it was like contracts now. So
he actually mentioned that when he was signing off. I just watched the main topic, and then he had a little thing afterwards where he basically just flat out said, by the time you hear this, there could be potentially a writer's strike and this show will be done. So we support the writers, which you should, man. I mean, as I'm a writer myself, I know Hunter is a writer, Kaz is a writer, Lindsay's a writer, Cody's a writer. We all write. And like the idea that like writers are so overshadowed and over, you know, like they don't get nearly the credit they deserve. I mean, these shows don't fucking write themselves.
Well, not to turn this into all that, but I mean, just for the record, for anybody who doesn't know, the real issue right now, it's compensation. It's almost always compensation. But the big issue right now is that streaming services, you don't get anywhere near what you get paid. For doing that, and of course the studios never even attempted to renegotiate anything when those became the norm instead of broadcast TV. So when the Writers Guild came in and said, "You've got to do something about this," the studios pretty much went, "Nah, we really don't." And so they're like, "Cool, deuces, figure it out on your own."
And that's the things that you kind of forget because of how slowly things shifted. Like shows used to be 20 or 30 shows in a season. Now it's like nine or ten.
Eight. Eight to 13 is the average.
And then you also have rollover shows or spinoffs.
There's no syndication, really. Syndication, I mean, there's no reruns.
The syndication is what required your 24 to 65 episodes, depending on what it was that you were doing.
And then you have shit companies, and I'll say that, like HBO, that completely write off things like Westworld and remove it from the library just so, as a piece of the bigger puzzle, not to pay the royalties.
I guess we're not getting on Max Plus Plus anymore, so shit. PZ85 needs to scratch that off the list. Fuck.
Sorry, Business Daddy.
Now the bad news is you guys are probably all wondering, okay, but what's going to happen to Podzilla 1985? Like, will any of the shows go on hiatus due to the writer's strike?
The bad news is we're not going anywhere. None of this changed.
As Cody said earlier, no one writes this shit.
Goddamn part of it.
Yeah, this is literally
one of our shows is called Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I don't know what you want from me, man.
So with that said,
the subject, it's just right there.
We told you in the headline.
We never kept anything from you
inside the house.
God, maybe that's why we ain't got listeners.
Well, goddamn, Kaz. The I'm about to go on strike.
On street like that,
right?
Shit, about to go on strike and join the lady army.
Oh, brother! All right,
you
Cody.
Messing with my levels.
With that said. don't say the N-word. Let's go on with the dungeon.
Let's do that.
One dungeon.
Oh, boy. Hey, I got nothing other than that this dungeon is the shortest SNL season, so we're good. We had two seasons of 13 and one of 12, also because of writer strikes. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Speaking of strikes, maybe of a more physical form, in case you're just now joining us, well, one, you've missed a lot, so go the fuck back. You're not watching late night TV. Clearly, you have plenty of time to figure out what's going on.
So much time.
I would also like to point out, because we got on the roll, and just for my one tidbit aside, they just got rid of Late Late Show with James Corden, and now there's going to be nothing there for people to look forward to because that fucker was finally off TV, and so now they're showing with reruns of him.
Reruns of Craig Kilborn. They'll bring him back.
Tanner will be excited.
Would pay to have the best of Craig Kilborn and the best of Craig Ferguson?
Right.
Ferguson is actually who I meant, but I said Kilborn, and I was just going to...
Oh, shit. I mean, yeah, Kilborn's I just realized.
Time in his own right.
Kilborn was good. Yeah. Kilborn was good. Yeah, Ferguson was good. Was good. Corden
Kilborn
was there.
Kilborn just didn't give a fuck. Craig Ferguson is the best late night host since Letterman. Don't at me. Anyway, when last our illustrious group joined together, they were fleeing for their lives, or at least fleeing for safety, away from the village of Laki, which is now probably less than hospitable toward them, seeing as... Through combat, they may or may not have caught the Burgomaster's mansion on fire. The roof of it was blown off by some spell.
That never happened.
Were looted or maybe knocked out or killed by a wolfman.
All he did was kill some guards.
They attacked us first, to be fair.
Yeah, but they had a family. Allegedly. Okay, so... With all of that having happened, the party is in a wagon on their way to the Mardukov Vineyard, the Wizard of Wines, being driven by Irwin and Danica, narrowly avoiding an issue with a guard thanks to a raven or some form of bird attack. And so now they are on their way. In transit, do any of you have any questions before we get underway?
No.
No, I was in the process of casting that spell, so I don't know when that no longer. It takes 10 minutes, so
yeah.
He was going to heal us, my brother.
Yeah,
I did my boy. You're healed
and all that. That part was all done. So
yeah.
And for what it's worth, since we're still out of character and I can just pass this along, I am out of spell slots. I can use cantrips, and that's all I've got until we get a full rest. So gonna need some sleep soon.
Sounds like someone needs to take a nap.
Dark
Hunter. A nappy and then some uppies.
Honey, it's a dark sleep, eternal sleep.
She's calling. She's calling me, honey.
Yeah.
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 I'll allow it.
You said darkness, and of course, because my brain is broken, eternal I started sleep. Thinking darkness. Darkness. Darkness.
Yeah, we did just help him. We stomped his ass out.
That's right. He's bleeding in his chest. Okay, yeah. So you have cast this spell, Rasmus. You're bolstering the team, as it were.
Yeah.
It's kind of quiet as the spell is being cast, other than Rasmus is obviously bringing out the incense and things of that ilk. What are the three of you doing in that time as you're receiving a little bit of restoration?
I am literally just licking my wounds. Not literally, but...
That's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of you in the room may be doing, or in the wagon may be doing that, but not you.
I get that. I'm definitely just, like, relaxing because I got the shit kicked out of me. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. Zephyr is also just kind of zoned out, staring at nothing.
And Kaz, was also there.
I'm just staring off in space in real life and just now.
No, somebody else
is in character. That. That's right.
You got to do another thing.
It's my thing. I own it.
We already got that.
Shit. I'm staring down at the ground. Smoking a cigarette.
Say hello to the ground.
Happy birthday to the ground. Press the cake, too. Welcome to the real world, jackass.
I'm kind of tugging at pieces of my jacket that is a little bit tattered at this point, and then I just kind of like I open it up like this to show the group the tattering of it.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. You do that, and to break the silence of this, you know, it takes a few moments of it. The horse's, you know, feet are cobbling or, you know, clomping on the ground. It's relatively still and quiet outside. You don't hear much between Irwin and Danica. And after a few moments, Rasmus, you've probably just finished casting or shortly had just finished kind of putting up your equipment, I'm sure. Irina just looks up. What the hell is going on? I thought we went to Valaki to be safe. I was supposed to be safe.
Their mayor had other thoughts.
I'm going to tell her I feel safe. Deliriously.
Wait, are you still hurt?
I mean, I'm hurt-ish. I almost died, goddammit.
You bounce back.
I mean, I didn't heal him completely. I forget how much we got back, but it was not. Yeah.
It's a decent amount. I'm feeling better, that's for sure. But
he's less bloodied.
Right. Okay, no, but I don't feel great.
I was just taking
great.
It to mental note if you were delirious.
I'm like Stu from Scream. I'm feeling woozy.
She just surveys the wagon, and she just kind of looks at each of you. Rasmus, you look like you've had a run-in with a wall. Aiden, you barely shuffled into this wagon. Zephra, you look shell-shocked. Bjorn, you're covered in blood.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What happened?
Too.
You were... I get that big guy was scary, but what happened?
He was so scary.
That's a good question. And look at Bjorn and go, what did happen?
So, like, this one person said something. And that's the last thing I remember. And
good call.
Really? You don't remember the part where you transformed into a 7-foot-tall wolf?
Aiden rises up when he says that. Just goes, yeah, I remember now.
No, it's just the fire. Y'all were seeing the fire.
I'm going to look at Rasmus. Is he trying to gaslight us?
Is gaslighting a thing? Roll to gaslight.
That's a nat 20, so yeah, gaslighting is a thing, and you are aware it exists.
I don't know where we're, like, how we're seated and arranged or whatever, but I'm just going to kind of, like, steeple my fingers in front of me and just go, like, you need to start talking. Now.
Shit happened.
That doesn't explain anything.
That explains nothing. And I'm not traveling any farther with you until I know what's going on.
I explained to him that I remind him that I carried one of you out.
And that person you carried out is grateful, but also thinks, yeah, maybe it's time we were all a little bit honest with each other about who and what we are. Let's start with, and he points at everybody, I don't know, and he points right at Bjorn, you.
Mo.
Kaz, if this was an episode of a TV show, this is your backstory part. This is the flashback episode.
This is pretty much what he's having.
Your right origin now. Story.
Yeah.
He's sorry, very Hugh much Jackson. Remembering kind of like his time in the village, which kind of as discussed early on in this campaign, like it that is what kind of creatures came into the village, pretty much wiped it out. That was kind of like the last thing he remembers before waking up the next day, bloodied, torn up, but survived. But no one else did around him. And that's pretty much what set him off on this entire, that set me off on this entire kind of journey here that brought me here. But this was the first time that I've actually experienced that. So like for Bjorn, kind of out of character, this is also kind of a surprise for him. He just remembered some of the flashback as we were traveling to Valaki earlier, those wolves in the forest, and just kind of like he remembers kind of being drawn to that, but that was the first time as well. So this is all fairly new to him as well.
So that's you explain all that in character? Like
yes,
you say all that
yeah.
aloud. Okay.
Remember we got riders, so I'm just
no, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify before I responded to anything.
Absolutely. Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
I'm just like, this is what happens. All right, well, I'm going to take a long pause after that, look at Aiden, and then look back to you and say, so what's to keep that from happening and being a problem for us in the future?
Short rests.
Are you in control of it?
That I am not.
Oh, look at Rasmus. Oh, good.
Yeah, that's not particularly
as in
comforting.
This is the first time it's happened, so.
So he doesn't really know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just remember getting stabbed, seeing you all being attacked and surrounded, and that was kind of the last moment that I remember.
I'm going to look at Rasmus.
And then by the time I came around, I remember attacking the other men in armor.
Yeah, to be fair.
And remember grabbing one of their heads and then something happened? Can't remember.
Yeah, none of this is filling me with confidence.
Oh, to be fair, he did help us and save me, so
yeah,
maybe,
this time.
Maybe it's not
that's
all
the part
bad.
I want to repeat.
It's like the good robots.
Well, this time.
Yeah. Yeah. need old glory insurance.
You also want to befriend those robots before.
Of course you want to befriend the robots. Yeah.
You can't break their grip. But they really just want your medicine. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop the bit anyway.
Man, I just had this image of a robot taking pills. That's weird. It's like Bender.
It's SNL. Look it up.
It's pretty much exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yep. Yep. Old Glory Insurance. Look it up. I'm going to take another, like, long pause and a deep breath and go, look, it's not like this is the only one with secrets, right? Look around at the other two of you. None of us can sit here and act like we haven't been keeping something from the rest of the group. There's no part of me that believes that's not the case.
I agree with
you. While we have... Cody, sorry, real quick. We're past that checkpoint, right? We're just traveling at this point.
For right now, you're still traveling, yeah.
Okay, and the wagon's actively moving while we're talking.
Yeah, nothing. Right. As I said, you're not hearing much in the way of chatter from Irwin and Danica. It's just ambient noise.
Okay, I'm going to, I guess I'm seated toward the back because I want to kind of move some of the canvas out of the way and kind of look around. Is it, what time of day is it? Is it dark?
It's getting toward evening. We're in the latter part of the evening, getting toward night.
As best I can see in front of us, we're not anywhere near any kind of settlement at this point, right? Not yet.
Yeah.
So the point being, I'm going to look back in and go, as I kind of just glance between everybody, we got nothing but space and opportunity at this point. I think it's time that we make a commitment to being honest with each other, because let's be honest. The only thing that we know about each other is that we all ended up here unexpectedly. We don't have any reason to continue protecting each other's backs until we do.
I'm kind of laying back. I'm nursing my wounds. The healing is taking effect. I'm feeling a little bit better, but I'm still not making great choices. So I'm just gonna blurt it out and just say I'm looking for my sister. And just that's it. That's all I'll say unless pressed further.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just gonna nod solemnly and go, okay, that's a good start. Go on.
At this point, Bjorn, this is kind of an internal monologue kind of thing, but he's thinking to himself, because Bjorn still remembers what happened, not clearly, but enough to know. And as he hears Rasmus talking about, we all have secrets and so forth, Bjorn's kind of internalizing, equating that. So Bjorn knows how devastating and hit this is internally, just realizing he's a werewolf. So that's got to definitely resonate with the team. So he's wondering, what is Rasmus talking about as far as a secret that might be on that same level, that he would be willing to kind of overlook that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm for the record, I was asking you, Aiden.
Oh.
Go on.
All right, well, before Bjorn does those things.
I think that's just happening concurrently. He's thinking.
Right. Yeah. Just reveal that my sister was taken from me. Taken, we are a family of celebrated monster hunters. That's what we do. And she came to these lands to hunt the ultimate monster, Strahd. And then she was gone. And I never heard from her again. And the last thing that I knew is that she came here looking for him to put an end to it. We had heard about Strahd. It's a legend kind of spoken on the lips of all monster hunters that this is the bad guy. And so I've come here searching for her and fearing the worst, that Strahd has already killed her. I'm either looking for her or I'm looking for revenge against him. So all of this that has been going on, this whole gathering and me joining up with you guys is just, a means to an end to find this creature and put an end to him and find out what happened to my family.
So you're not really here by chance at all.
No. Every time you guys were talking about, we found ourselves here and we don't know how, I know exactly how I got here. And, I'm not leaving until I find what I'm looking for.
I appreciate that.
Now that's not
taking out my hand actually for a shake, the old forearm shake.
I'm going to back you up on that. I'm going to shake your hand,
and Shannon will back me up on that.
And mention that look around at everybody. To be fair, I didn't care about a single one of you. You could all die today, and I would not have cared. Because you are not family, you are not blood, you are just strangers. But with that said, and all the things that we've done so far and all the things we faced, be lying if I said I didn't care now about whether or not you guys live or die, including you, pointing at Bjorn. So, if he opens that goddamn tattered clothing one more time, I'm going to stab him through the heart myself. I think that's how you kill werewolves. I'm a very bad monster hunter.
He's already shared quite a bit, so after that I'm gonna turn my attention to Zephyra.
Put her in the hot seat, bull girl.
Story.
La Blue Girl.
I'm indeed traveling to gather stories, but if you want to know what's really sitting in here, I am probably a bigger monster than Bjorn. My past
Rasmus and I just look at each other, eyes wide open.
Oh, don't worry. Irina does the same. She kind of looks at you, Zephyra, and looks at you two with, like, eyes the size of saucers.
Hell, even Bjorn knows.
You want to follow back on my heritage on one half of my family. I have the blood of a djinn, hence the blue skin. And the other half of my family, I have the blood of a blue dragon. As long as my emotions are in check, I am fine. But if my rage gets underway, I cannot promise that any of you will be safe.
Right about that moment, Bjorn goes,
I'm gonna actually look at Bjorn and go, you thought you were bad.
Like, Bjorn, open up the tattered clothing. Sure, yeah, what for? Establish dominance.
I'm gonna check out
these ribs.
To continue with Zephyr, like, so why are you here?
As I said, I have been hired to gather stories. That is what I do. I adventured with a cousin of mine years ago, and I haven't done much other than inside my travels. If something comes up, I will lend a hand.
Just out of curiosity, Blue Girl, how many of your stories have ended up with you frying everyone around you? Your silence only
too long to think about this.
Yeah.
At least one.
Carry the four.
Yeah, multiply that by something.
Well, at least one. I guess that's okay.
Yeah, look, at this point, I'm just going to say to her, look, you know, you've done as much as the rest of us to keep us all alive. I'm going to reach out my hand for a handshake, too, and go, I'll take the risk of getting zapped for that.
I'll reach out and shake his hand as well.
I kind of feel like this is like one of those scenes, like there's Bjorn on one side. I guess we're on a carriage, perhaps, or at least there's sides of whatever. Okay.
I pictured a covered wagon, the way Cody
covered wagon.
Like,
okay,
we're in the back of it.
Yeah.
We're on the Oregon Trail.
And yeah, Bjorn's on like the opposite side.
Bjorn has dysentery.
So Bjorn's on the opposite side, completely fucking just drenched in blood, tattered clothing. Ribs. Everybody kind of still scoots my direction.
What about, I'm gonna look at Rasmus and just say, "What about you, hero? You're asking a lot of questions and not revealing a lot about yourself."
Chatty.
I'm not a hero, not even to Yelmater. I'm gonna look down at that shield that's like strapped across my forearm. you know, I grew up in Sundabar. I grew up in the Silver Marches in a military and religious commune, for lack of a better term. It's all I knew. I mean, it's the only thing I've ever known is to devote yourself to Yelmater. until I devoted myself to her. Her name was May. She came in on the wind and left just as quickly. I haven't seen her since. And I don't even know that she's here. But I couldn't stay there anymore. I have faith that if Yelmater wishes it to be so, that he'll guide me to her again, even if that runs counterintuitive to what he teaches. So I just kind of put my hands up. Here I am.
Well, at least you haven't fried anybody looking for.
I'm just going to smile at that comment and let it go.
I'm going to turn to Irina, and instead of questioning her, I'm just going to go, well, and kind of cast my hand back to the rest of us behind and go, it's not exactly the city guard, but it's what you got. Are you with us?
She surveys the lot of you, and she takes a moment. There's you see a lot of conflicted emotions in her face. She kind of takes a deep breath. Well, none of you have bitten me twice in the neck and tried to take me, so I suppose I have less to fear here than elsewhere.
Aiden claps his hands together and points at her. You're damn right. That's a good start.
I'll shake her hand as well if she'll have it. At this point, I feel like that's important that we all just establish that. Okay. I'm going to lean forward to Erwin and say, sorry to bother you folks. Any idea how long we have until we arrive at this destination of yours?
Erwin leans back and says, oh, probably about an hour or two. I know it's late, but there's not great stops on the way there.
Say no more. I'm going to turn back to the rest of them and go, good night.
Oh, Aiden's already asleep.
I'm trying to like lay my head up against the wall of it or whatever as best I can, just to get some semblance of rest.
Yeah, mechanically, I will let you know you can all take a short rest if you wish to do so this time.
Now, Cody, I know what a short rest does. Tell Kaz.
Yeah, so I would like to explain to Kaz. Kaz specifically, a short rest. It takes an hour. And this is generally you're doing nothing more strenuous than eating, drinking, tending to your wounds in this situation, talking amongst yourselves. Each of you, if you are on your D&D Beyond screen, you have a button for short and long rest. You will see inside of there a hit die section. And that will allow you to, if you so wish, to roll hit die, whether virtually or in person, depending how you're doing so, with the metrics it provides to recover up to that many dice worth of hit points. So, Aiden, I'm on your screen to give you an example.
Yes,
your hit die is a 1d10 plus 2, and you have 4 total die.
Okay.
So you can roll anywhere from 1 to 4, d10, add 2 to each one of them, and that would be your hit die. I will note, you do not recover your hit die until you take a long rest. So if we get into a scenario where you don't have a chance to have like an overnight sleep, and we have to go back to a short rest scenario, you would only have the number of hit die you left after this.
Okay.
So I know for most of you, the healing spell from Rasmus took care of that in terms of your damage. Rasmus, to kind of give you short rest, I do not believe you will recover any spell slots during that. That's what I'm taking a look at. Actually, I mean, if you just mechanically go through short rest, I know some things are restored during short rest. For example, Aiden,
I do recover my channel divinity.
I was going to say some of your features you will, like Shannon, your sacred oath will come back.
Right.
As Hunter said, his channel divinity. Bjorn, I believe in your situation, your hybrid transformation comes back. It resets on a short rest.
Yes, hybrid transformation comes back. It says automatically apply healing with dice result. Yep, reset maximum. I mean, I'm not too concerned with the whatever it rolls. I'm only 1 point down. So.
Yeah, honestly, to that point, I would say, I mean, obviously, I'll leave that to you. With only 1 hit point to recover, you don't have to expend any hit dice during a short rest. You can just keep them.
I can just hit, so I don't even have to click one of those things. I just take my short rest with
Yeah, you'll see your tick boxes. Hybrid transformation is automatic. It would say to reset maximum HP changes during the stress, but you don't have any changes. Automatically apply healing with dice result. That's if you were to roll die, because you would just tick the boxes and it would roll them themselves.
Yeah. And I'm not.
Yeah, so you're just good to hit, take short rest, and that will take care of that for you.
Conform.
So, Cody, should I hit the hit die and take a short rest, I take it?
If you so wish, with having 20 hit points out of 36, it may not be a bad idea.
Okay, so I just click take short rest?
Yes. If you want to roll a hit die, since you're using D&D Beyond, you can click the roll hit die button if D&D Beyond has that button. I think the plugin's a little weird for you, if I remember right.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Where would it be at?
Do you have the short rest panel opened up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be right next to Paladin hit die, blah, 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 and then a button for roll hit die. But if not, because that's I think the plugin we talked about not working on your computer, you can just manually roll hit die. Like if you tick a box, it'll give you a button to press and that'll roll the die for you in the system.
All right. If I click, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm too
sensitive. If you click one of the squares underneath Paladin hit die 1d10 plus 2, you will see a button then appear that says 1d10 plus 2. And depending on how many of those boxes you select, it will show you how many hit points, how many dice will roll for you to do that.
My screen is so bright on here, I could not see those boxes. Okay. So I can roll up to four, but...
Yeah, just remember that you will not recover hit die until a long rest. So say if you use all four of them and we get another short rest scenario, you won't have any other chance to do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to take two then. I'm going to use two of them. So I just click those two boxes and then just click the button.
Yeah, click the button to roll. Yep.
Okay, that is 13 I got back.
Yep.
Oh, cool. And it did it automatically. Sweet.
Yep, I say if the box was checked, it should automatically add it. So.
Awesome. Cool.
Yep.
I messed up.
No, you good.
you good, fam.
You good, fambo.
So all things considered, it looks like everybody is relatively, you know, bolstered, you know, by fake, just kind of pulling the DM screen down a little bit. Everybody's either at or very close to max health. So,
well, honestly,
I'm at max health. I just don't have any spells other than my
characters.
That pep talk really bolstered the spirits after Watergate.
Those are words.
Hello. Watergate.
White House Plumbers coming soon to Hulu, allegedly, because I think it's already been filmed, and so the writer's strike won't impact it.
No, it's on Max.
Oh, is that Max? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Max thing. It's already.
What's the name of the segment, Hunter? Streaming services is the same.
These are rolled golds. It's pretty good, too. What's the name of the segment?
Pretzels is the same. All right. So, yeah, as game mechanic aside, that is your short rest. So a lot of you said, Erasmus, you're leaning your head back to take a nap. Aiden, you've already done so.
Yes.
Jorn, Zephra. Yes. Irina is fairly well rested. You can kind of see Erasmus or whomever is not already asleep. You kind of see her kind of fiddling with the hilt of that rapier that she was given by her brother. You can tell there's a lot on her mind in this conversation, but having been at Blue Water Inn for the entire day, she hasn't been exhausted in the way you all are. So she's generally just trying to occupy her mind. You can tell she's taking in a lot of information from all of you all at once.
I'm going to go ahead and just kind of casually tell her what exactly went down in the house and the us splitting up to get back to the inn, just so that she can be aware of what exactly we went through.
All right. You, as you tell the story, you can tell she is on the roller coaster. The fact that the burgomaster's house went on fire, she kind of puts her head in her hand, almost as she kind of mutters to herself, "Well, that relationship's broken."
Believe me, if I had any sort of water magic, I would have put the fire out early on, but I unfortunately do not know any spells to do that.
She kind of quickly says, it's not for sympathy to the Volokovich family. My father told many tales of them being less than stellar, but it does mean a safe haven has been removed from us, from me. And you can kind of say that weight of me kind of hits her again as she starts fiddling with that rapier hilt. Bjorn, what are you doing?
I've passed out. I've definitely, Aiden a little kind of nudge, and he's knocked out, so.
Yeah, I'm out.
I go ahead and just doze off myself.
Exhaustion has set in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he can't keep his head up. He even takes his hat off, which is saying something.
Yeah, but then he fucking opened up the jacket again and it was a whole thing. It's really weird.
I'll save that for the morning.
Oh.
Wait for an hour later. Whatever.
Right. So as you all make your way again, restfully so, through this forest, for a lot of the journey, you don't hear much. You kind of feel the rock of the wagon as things go. An hour, maybe two, pass. You kind of hear a little bit more chatter from Erwin and Danica. You can see they're kind of in the throes of a conversation and not interrupting your rest, but you kind of hear mutters of, "I haven't spoken to my father in months. This isn't going to go well. Danica, why did you come here then? It was the only safe place I could think of in quick notice, okay?" It's not great, but it's what we have, especially with the house on the Burgomaster mansion on fire. I don't think we have much hope of them being there right now. So you kind of hear the chatter back and forth from there. As you would expect things to ease up to a, like as you are approaching a property, it starts easing up. Instead, I would like just a strength check from all of you.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, cool. I don't get a bonus to that at all.
Same.
That's really easy.
14.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm feeling still a little bit tired.
12.
Well, shit, I got a 15 with no bonus.
Good shit.
Got that going for me.
I feel like I'm about to get...
As you got a plug-in that just throwed a random...
What happened?
I think you clicked an attack. Said, oh, yeah, you hit 1d20 plus melee because it added text to your roll of Bjorn swings the sword with a result of 9. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Cody, is it okay that I accidentally rolled a save strength? I rolled a check strength, too. They're one
That's
number.
That's fine. Apart. Okay. Yeah, either one of them will work.
Okay.
So what did you have?
14 on save and then 15 on check, so either one.
Okay, I mean, yeah, they both came out of the wash in this situation.
Okay.
The wagon comes to a sudden stop, in no small part because of a wheel you feel kind of snap off the back.
Oh, no.
So it kind of skids and you guys slam to a stop. All of you are able to kind of brace yourselves in the moment. Bjorn, you take a bit more of a jostle. You probably like ricochet off if you're sitting in the front toward the back. Or the seat back of where Ernan and Danica are. You don't take any damage, but you're more just kind of a little bit jostled for a moment.
About. Yeah.
Yeah. And you hear all of you kind of from the outside, what the shit? You hear the horses kind of whinny and neigh. Erwin dismounts. And you have him come through the back. Whomever's in the back, I think, Rasmus, you said you were. He kind of reaches in, apologizes as he's shuffling around. He's looking for a wagon wheel, something of that ilk to kind of get him the rest of the way. He's like, of course, we're a few kilometers from the property, and this is what happens.
Whatever he needs, I mean, I'll jump out and start helping.
Yeah.
Help him find the wheel or get the wagon up to get it on it, whatever.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. I would say, you hop out and start doing it. How do the rest of you react while all this is kind of happening?
I'm going to get out as well, just because obviously the more weight that's in the wagon, the harder it's going to be to fix.
Exactly. Okay. I step out of there as well.
I'm jostled awake by all the noise and will instinctively stay here comfortably.
I was surprised in my awakeness. I fell out the back.
I thought about having fun with it, but I'll leave that be for right now. I think you are safely able to just dismount at your leisure.
I land flatly.
There you go. So you all step out. Erwin, you can tell in a similar vibe to the father in A Christmas Story when the tire goes flat taking the Christmas tree back. You can tell he's muttering to himself. There's a lot of... Seriously, this time of night, not out here anywhere but here. Fuck. Yeah, he's lost in that frustration and thought. He's kind of reaching as you all try to help. He acknowledges, but you can tell this is the first time he's a bit more curt, more blunt than he has been thus far.
I like to think he's like the Winnebago man. He's just like, God damn, son of a bitch.
Cody, can I... Yeah. Hang on. Sorry, I forget the name of it. Can I cast Guidance on him?
I don't see any reason why not, because Guidance is one of your cantrips, right?
Well, he couldn't before. It's a cantrip. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, so basically, I'll just lean over and like gently touch his shoulder and tell him, you know, take your time, friend. It's going to be all right. So if he has to make a check, he gets to add a d4 to it.
Okay. That's great, because he actually will hear in just a moment, and we'll go ahead and do that now. Okay. General strength check, and also, I would make a joke for Star Wars, a mechanical check, but generally a strength and all of that to try to get this going.
getting flashbacks of you guys hot wiring those doors all the time. Yep.
And so he, you kind of tell Rasmus that it helps a little bit. In fact, he's feeling his spirit is lifted a little bit, and he looks back to you and says, "I appreciate that, friend. Hopefully, this won't catch us out of sorts too long."
Yeah. I some Illmater bless you generic planet.
Right. Yeah. And he's able to, without much issue, he may gesture, you know, Rasmus, somebody kind of get a shoulder under it with me to kind of nudge it up enough for him to slam a wheel into place. He's able to do so. Not much issue in terms of getting it all sealed on, screwed on as it would. And without much delay, about 20 minutes or so, it seems that you are ready to go. A little bit quicker than he expected. And he seems gracious for the uplifting words, also the physical, the mechanical assistance of getting everything ready. As he starts to make his way toward the front of the cart, and everybody starts to make their way, I assume, into the back of the cart, go ahead and give me a perception check.
I'm good at that.
Myself included, even though I'm resting comfortably?
I was supposed to be.
Yeah, I would say, Shannon, you'd have disadvantage, so you'd roll twice, take the lesser of the two.
Okay. God damn. Well,
13 total.
You got a 12 again.
Well, Cody, my first roll was a 20. Do you think the next one's going to be less than that?
Unfortunately, I think it will probably be less than that.
All right, just really quick, I'm going to say this out loud now. If I roll another 20, just two 20s back to back, I'll be surprised. Here we go. A 2. A 20 and a 2. You tell me which one's lower.
Oh, my God.
I mean, is it price the right prices without going over the DC?
The price is wrong, bitch.
Rath, Bjorn, is there a reason you rolled 2?
I got advantage on perception.
Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I see good things.
Then, Aiden, you don't. At least in the immediate moment, you and Irina in the same way. She admittedly didn't really get out of the cart either. She's been kind of sitting tight. She doesn't like being out in the wilderness at night, or really anywhere outside at night. Zephra and Rasmus, you, from a distance, hear rustling and a couple howls. Bjorn, you specifically, in said distance, see and hear what you saw on that night from Vallaki. It's those yellow eyes coming out of the bush, or coming out from the wilderness, along with the sounds.
Yeah, he definitely goes into alert, just kind of watching, just intently on the tree line.
Rasmus, Zephra, what are you guys doing in this situation?
I'm probably going to look around and see if I can see anything. But I'm definitely going to be at least on alert from hearing the howls.
If we don't already have... I know most of us are able to see without it, but if we don't already have a torch up and going, just so Erwin, I assume, at least can see better, I'm going to at least get one of those stricken up and then get my shield in place.
Yeah, Erwin has, in lieu of what you think of in like Victorian carriages, the two light lamps on there, he has two torches on the front of the carriage, or at least one on each side of he and Danica to give some light during travel.
Okay.
So he kind of has that, and he quickly runs up to the front, grabs it off the holder on his driver's side, and kind of is in the same way as you, kind of swinging around. He says audibly, or loud enough for all of you to hear, "This is why I didn't want to stop. Not that this is safe at night, but stopping out here is certainly..." And he's cut off as you hear another howl. Let's go ahead and drop you guys on this. So, direction of travel for you guys is bottom to top of this map. So, south to north, as it were.
I see a black square.
Oh, yes, my apologies. I forgot that I
had... Oh, I just assumed that it was... Yeah, I just thought dark, that we just couldn't see.
Well, Hunter, it's time for Mystery Areas Revealed Areas.
Boom.
I don't know about you guys. I liked Fog of War 3 best. I thought after 3, the series kind of went downhill.
Fog of War 3 was my favorite.
Can I bring out my Starly and have it use defog?
No.
No.
No pick.
That's why you should have played a druid.
That's right. You would have had that power.
A druish princess?
It's funny. She doesn't look druish.
We're stopped, right? Just like we're
yes,
all out.
Yeah, you are currently.
Bjorn holds his ass tightly as the wagon rocks, and with a result of 7.
I learned how to use roll 20.
Oh, no, I wish you hadn't. I'm curious to investigate that later, but not
I'm
for
also
now.
Curious about that.
Also, I just straight up, while Cody's getting things ready, I just straight up insulted Nate in the
yes, you did, and I fucking lost it.
I didn't know who it was. Also, what is it? We didn't have that channel like 5 seconds ago, right?
The no homers? No.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. No. That's a whole thing, which I will
disseminate later.
Which I will type into the chat real quick as Hunter deletes that post that he made about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's done.
He has several questions.
I just straight up this fucking just before it said Nate in the name, it said Griff something, and he goes, "You're allowed to have one." I said, "Who the fuck are you?" Because I didn't know who it was. Who's this? Who you think you are talking to me? Look at me when you're talking to me.
Don't look at me with that tone of voice.
Be gone, vile man. Be gone from me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on.
Hunter rolling up on people telling him he's a 5-star man.
I'm a 5-star man. Rate me, I'll rate you. 0, 0.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. So as I just put you in the shape of a triangle, you all move your characters as you so wish.
It's a flying bee.
Where is the wagon exactly, are Cody?
That's what I was actually looking for, a wagon icon, but I do not have one saved. So, please permit me, if you will, for a brief moment to draw ye old wagon box with ye old also wagon box.
Well, now I see it.
It's very ornate. Let me
tell
you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't seeing.
You'll recognize it by your rectangularliness.
No way.
The wagon.
Tanner, are you drunk?
Not drunk enough.
There you go. Okay, had to get that bit out there. Thank you. Wagon back wheel was the one that was broken, or back driver's side. That's been fixed, but you hear howling generally from the direction north of you. Let me grab my selector.
I hear howling from the hallway.
But yeah, I've got 2 dogs outside my door, and I've been surprised to not hear them yet either.
I hear that song, so, Get Out of My Dreams.
Get into your wagon.
As we hear that, I just kind of like step between the group and the tree line.
Okay.
Don't say anything. I just kind of slowly walk in front of this hairy dude here.
Okay. Right. Sorry, I was playing catch up here. The howling is coming from our, like, the left side of the map?
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess Irina is still in the wagon, right?
Yes, for right now she is.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell her she might want to stay there. And since I'm support anyway, actually, I'm going to stay back near the wagon. I think where I met is a good place, frankly.
Okay.
But I do want to draw my, crossbow, actually, not my mace. I'm going to draw my crossbow.
Yeah, you have a chance to do that.
Okay. And I'll, since Erwin took one of his torches, I'll put mine in the front of the wagon. So he's got one in hand, and we've still got the wagons fully lit.
Mm-hmm.
That way I've got shield in one hand, crossbow in the other.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, coming out of that darkness,
Darkness.
Oh, hey, those are what killed me in WoW before we started playing.
Uh-huh. Didn't want to tip my hand to it, but you said wolves. It's like, well, I got a story for you tonight.
This I would is like the story of a wolf.
Yes. Music will be playing, so please don't freak out about that.
I hear rain.
You can ask.
Drums.
Rain, there you go. Yeah, rain's actually what I was looking for. I didn't remember if it was music or not. So I would like you all to roll me some initiative.
Oh, Bjorn's being red. He's just having it deep down inside. He feels some
can
rain.
I roll any better? Probably not.
I mean, it could have been worse, but 15 total.
13.
Mine was worse. 6.
21.
I like to hang.
Kill some wolves.
I like to hang back. I like to hang back and see what happens. You know.
I am very angry right now.
But to where I roll it again, it would have been a 4. Okay, well, damn, that backfired on me. So 6 it is.
Why did I add? Oh, it added all you guys. Cool. Let me remove you. I was adding you manually, not thinking that the counter would do its job. That's awesome. Oh, let's roll some for the wolves. Well, bully for you all. They will roll be going. They'll be going last. So they rolled a 4.
Yeah!
Stupid ass wolves.
Stupid ass.
That's why they ain't got no souls.
Stupid ass fucking wolves.
Of course they.
Archaic
it's just
ass
hours
wolves.
And hours of dead wolves falling out of shit wood and hitting pavement.
I didn't do this!
I didn't fucking do this. I didn't do shit. I didn't do fucking shit.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I forgot about that.
All right, we'll
Cody,
start from the top.
Cody, look at the wolves and tell them, I'm not worried about it.
They think I'm just some dumb wolf. They said that to me at a dinner.
At roll 20.
Turn order only shows
Hi, Rasmus, CEO, Corncob TV. Why don't you tell me what you're doing for your first move?
There's no way I'm first.
There's no turn order.
You rolled a 21.
Oh, there's a turn order. It's just the wolf.
It's just wolves. Right
just
now.
One wolf.
Bjorn, why did it roll you an 8?
I don't know. What? Who rolled me an 8?
It was a 21.
No, the system automatically gave you an 8.
No. He rolled a 7 for something earlier, but no, he's. In roll 20, it says he got a 21. I got a
15. Yeah, I see that. Okay.
Earlier,
so let me ask the rest of you because I don't believe these numbers now. Rasmus, what did you roll?
15.
15. Total. Okay. I don't know where the hell these numbers came from. Aiden, what'd you roll?
6.
6. Okay, so that was accurate, Zephra.
I don't even see numbers 13. On
here.
I just see wolves.
13.
Yeah,
okay,
I just see
now let's sort this. Y'all just see wolves in the turn order?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll share it to you. This is what we see. Putting it in the chat.
This is text only chat for babies.
What the fuck? Yeah, I have all of you showing up in here with turns.
No, that's what I see too.
Only seeing that turn order. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll refresh roll 20 and just see.
No, you're good. Let me add you all.
Here I am.
Okay, so let me add you all manually then. Cool.
They're showing up now, but I just see zeros for everybody.
No, that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Because I'm going to type in manually. Rasmus was 15. Aiden was a 6. Zephra, you said 12.
Close to do.
Or 13.
13, but yeah, 13. Close enough.
Yep. I restarted my browser and it went into dark mode. Cool.
Okay, descending. There we go. That looked
I
good.
No longer hear the rain, though.
That's okay. I mean, it's just ambient noise. It's not the worst thing.
I know, but I liked it.
Yeah. I will note that now that as you've stepped outside, I did kind of focusing more on the wagon wheel. It is raining and it's a little bit muddy. It's not difficult terrain, as it were. It's just you kind of notice that as you've been closer to the vineyard, things have started getting a bit of a drizzle. Like it's been drizzling here for a while, but you are just now kind of making it into the drizzle.
Cody, will you pause and unpause the music? I think that'll restart it.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Or the sounds, not music. Oh, this is what I listen to at night anyway. It's soothing.
I can't hear
anything. Don't let me fall asleep.
Yep. Ooh, a little bit of thunder.
That's good that I can't hear anything, though, because then it would
that's
be
That's definitely
audio.
Not out here in the West Coast, because thunder doesn't really exist.
Yeah, apparently. this is a old Grandma Sandusky had a double-sided tape, 60 minutes on each side. She recorded on the front porch of storms to sleep.
That's weird. That's, you don't want to know what Grandma Young had a double-sided thing of.
Okay, cool. Anyway, Bjorn, save us, please.
Yes, I pull out my crossbow and I lob a bolt at one of these wolfies and just square for the face.
You don't want to know what Grandpa Young used to pull out.
No.
All right, give me that wolf shooting roll.
I'm shooting it.
Okay.
Coming your way. Well,
hang on, I gotta go change the name of the group chat.
Right between his eyeballs.
Wolf shooting roll.
Right between his eyeballs with a nat 20.
Yeah. So that's max damage.
Yeah.
What's your max damage?
I want to put it through one of them and into the other one.
Oh, I said what's your max damage. I didn't say you killed it yet, motherfucker. Calm down.
I just got excited.
I know.
Rat soup eating honky motherfucker.
Yeah, you beat me to the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that Ben Wiener edition had to come to an end.
Oh,
it was the oldest one, man.
Damn it. Perhaps I got
I don't kill him, I at least like blind him, perhaps.
So what was that max again? I'm sorry, 12?
Oh, it was only 12, yeah.
Okay. No, you pick it off.
I think my favorite one is you Jack. Kill it. Jack McNeil is Mario and Sonic at the Special Olympics.
Oh man,
I can't.
What a train wreck this has become! But I'm very happy to be. This is what happens when you union strike. This is the chaos you get on your entertainment meetings.
Don't tell me that. I mean, well, never mind.
Whoa.
Hey, hey, Copernicus, why don't you navigate to the back of the line with your feet and stand there with your shirt?
Okay, so wolf one, Bjorn, does it matter which wolf you drop from left
I'll
to right?
The front one.
They're all in a straight line, homie. Why are you going to pick the front one?
Closest to me, as in my front.
Okay, yeah.
I feel bad, because that would be like one of us killing a feral human.
Go ahead.
You would do that though.
Yes, you would.
You got a move and a bonus there, Chief.
Yep.
Oh shit, I got another thing.
Yeah, you can do other stuff.
I don't remember what else I could do. Hold up. I could move.
Do the thing. Lindsay, what's for dinner? Because I'm starving.
I don't know. I was originally planning on making dinner when I got home, but you weren't here, so
I was in St. Louis doing nothing. I didn't buy anything. I got Jack in the Box for lunch, and it was mini tacos.
Don't you hate that when you go like on a trip, you think you're gonna like get a bunch of shit done, and then you come home empty-handed because there's just nothing worth getting?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not true. I did buy two things. I forgot. I found a steel book of Starship Troopers that I bought for $10, okay. And a steel book for fucking Warcraft that is, it has the Horde and the Alliance logos on the front and back. We don't already have that, do we? No.
I don't think we have any. Or you mean the film?
The film Warcraft, yeah. I got a steel book.
I don't think you have the steel book.
No, it was a good find. Anyway, that's all I bought.
Yeah.
All right, go
so
on.
I just moved slightly to my left there. So I don't have anything else I want to do, but I want to stay kind of ahead of the crew.
He moves slightly. Okay.
Smightly.
List lazily to the left.
You're able to do that. Rasmus, that brings you up.
All right. Well, I'm going to move in front of in front of Erwin, even though I know I can like shoot through him. Is there anything, like, I know a lot of this is just contextual stuff on the map. Is any of that blocking my line of effect to these guys?
No. Currently, they are coming out into, like, out of the wooded area into this clearing area. So you're safe to shoot without impact.
Well, I'm going to move in front of him more for defensive purposes for him than anything. So that if they come this direction, they got to deal with me first. And then I'm also going to fire my crossbow at the next one in line, basically, heading to the left there.
Yeah, I guess I can color code these. Let me just think here.
It's okay. We'll see how long they last. Maybe I'll get lucky and also pull off some crazy shit here. All right, here we go. Old thing. Oh! Well,
yeah.
That's a 20.
Is that an A?
That's a nat 20. No, that's a Kraken. That's the 20 on this die.
Gotcha.
Nice.
So your crossbow is, how much is it?
The max damage is only 10.
It's 10. 10? Okay. Yeah. You wound it very well. Like, you put it right through, and you can tell it is impacted by it. In fact, so much so, it's going to go prone for a round.
Oh, nice. Unfortunately, that is, short of moving again, that is all I can do. And I don't want to move at this point. I think I've got the space covered there. Because I don't have any bonus actions I can do without my spells. So,
okay.
Yep. That's it. I'm done. Fucking called the Nat 20. I feel like Shannon.
Okay. Zephra, go ahead. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to head and move up into the fray.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than shooting at it, I'm going to pick this spot back here where the red wolf is, one dead spot diagonally behind it. And I'm going to cast sleep.
Oh.
To just try and put them to sleep.
Okay. So let me pull yours. I need to remember how sleep works.
So it has a 90-foot range. It affects a 20-foot area from a point that I choose.
Okay.
I roll 5d8, and whatever I get of that, those are the hit points. And it starts with the creature with the lowest amount of hit points, and if they hit zero, they go to sleep.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and roll that 5d8.
Boom!
27.
Oh, Bjorn's. Ah, it's still the same number, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
27 green, hit points.
Yeah, green drops to sleep. So he is both arrowed and sleepy. So he is sleeping on the ground, basically, because he was prone.
Bolted, Cody. Crossbows use bolt.
That's true.
Bolted, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, the icon name is arrowed. So I just went with it.
I wondered what that was.
Yeah, I was just looking through the various conditions and I saw one with three arrows.
I thought that guy was experiencing severe back pain. Like, I can't see the lines on the area on the arrows.
But Hunter, there is one for back pain, and it's that.
Oh, I can't see. It's so small now, I can't see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me fix that for you.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, he's over-encumbered. Yeah, he's role-playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, and that's literally labeled back pain in the conditions on Roll 20. I don't know.
So that's what when I wake up in the morning that I see floating over my head there. That's what that is.
That's yeah. hilarious.
It's the back pain logo.
Back. That's right. So you said it has a 20-foot radius?
Yes.
So I assume you centered it on red and green or somewhere in that area?
Yeah, but basically the square diagonally behind red.
Okay. Okay, that's going to do that as well. Making a couple notes on my side. You note that red does not fall asleep.
Okay.
It kind of... You notice it look at you directly and it kind of shakes a little bit. Kind of that it felt it, but didn't seem to be impacted by it.
Okay.
Aiden, you're up.
I'm going to leave it at
that. Oh, go. You have movement.
No, whatnot. You're good. I'm sorry. It's all good.
Okay.
I'm going to, let's see, how big are the squares again? Are they 5 feet?
5 feet, five yeah. Feet.
Okay, and how, 10 feet on my whip. So I'm going to, can I move here? There's a tree, so I didn't know if I could move there.
Yeah, currently treat anything on the map as aesthetic only. It's not impacting your movement in any way.
Okay.
Like, in this situation, you would be under a tree. Like, you'd be under the canopy cover of it.
I see people starting to fight. The whip's out. I dash toward it like the hero that I am, and I am going to take a whip at red.
Okay.
Now, watch me also roll a nat 20 here. This is going to be crazy. Watch this. I was so close. I saw the B turn. It's still an 18, though. It's still an 18.
Okay. 18 does hit.
We need to do that more often.
All right. I'm going to slashy slash then with the whip here, and that is going to be 7.
Okay.
And then as a free action, I want to spit.
At the wolf, specifically at the ground? Like, yeah. You spit like the rock in the middle of a wrestling match? What are you doing here?
Yeah, just at the ground. Just
okay. Cool. Yeah, you can do that.
And that's it.
Seems unnecessary.
That's all I got. Well, I am unnecessary.
So that brings the wolves into play. Zephra, in your situation, The creatures affected by the spell are unconscious until it ends, which is in 9 more rounds.
Yep.
The sleeper takes damage, or someone uses an action to shake or slap them awake.
Yes.
But we had to fight them sometime.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. Let's see here. The one is asleep. It's not going to do anything. The second one, you actually hear it. It doesn't move, but it kind of steps back and gives a howl. He's like, and it is joined.
Yeah.
By his buddies.
Three others. Shit, fire.
You see the wolf look back. The wolf that howled looks back and looks forward back at you. And Aiden, specifically because you struck out at it, kind of gives a snarl and bares its teeth specifically at you.
Bring it.
Okay, let me color code these guys for you here. Let's go orange. Let's go purple. Let's go Mr. Blue.
Oh, Wolf Rangers.
My yeah.
Friend, Mr. Blue.
Okay. And with the movement, that's what's going to get them into that action here. They're going to stay in location because they're doing that. That's all of their turns in this situation. And Red, again, Aiden, you get a sense that it's surveying the, kind of surveying you, kind of almost as if it's the alpha of this pack, if you were to kind of surmise that. It's taking the lead, but also gaining an assessment of all of this as things go. The rest of the party, you notice a similar situation where it's not making any action to attack yet. It's just kind of assessing. And with that, comes back to the top of the order. Jorn.
So as he's staring at Aiden down, I come running in front of Aiden and just kind of like, with the daggers,
okay.
Stab one. I'm in it. Stab the red one first.
Okay. Give me an attack roll.
Sixteen.
That does. Go ahead and give me damage.
All right. Eight.
Okay.
And then I come in with, and he's still up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You okay. Get the sense that you hit him, and Aiden, you may or may not have noticed this as well with the whip shot you took at it. It seems to step back, like it takes the hit, but at least thus far doesn't seem to be impacted by it much.
Okay.
And the one to its right, I swing on my second at the one to its right, the green
oh,
one.
Oh, it's asleep.
No, don't. Asleep. If you hit it, it'll wake asleep. It up.
Well, okay.
That's the wounded thing.
I'll give the DM assessment here for both ways. It does only have, or at least you hit it for 10. So take that for what you will the first time around.
Yeah.
You can hit it. If you do hit it and it takes damage, depending on what it does, you may or may not kill it. But if you don't, it will wake up.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay, so it's going to wake up regardless.
It's just we got 9 more turns before it wakes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, if you don't attack it, it won't wake up.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you, you can't attack it, whatever the outcome, unless you kill it, it's going to wake up. If you leave it be, it'll just be there.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I heard that last part is it's going to wake up anyway. No, I'm coming back in with red.
Okay.
My second swing, and this is with this. Dagger, here come. 23.
Yeah, that hits.
Coming down to its other eyeball with 8. Another 8. So I dropped 16 in both its eyeballs.
Okay. You don't take out the eyeballs. You stab toward the head. You seem like you make contact, but nothing's blinded yet.
His eyeballs are tough.
Anything else you would like to do on your turn since you've moved up in front of Aiden?
I don't think there's anything I can do because I've used my move.
Oh, yeah, you used your bonus action for second attack, didn't you?
Right. So yeah. At that point, I'm just like, damn. I'm just like looking at my swords and how it kind of reacted to it. And I just kind of look at Aiden. Like, Next.
Rasmus, you're up.
I'm going to... I think I want to fire on red. You guys had that locked down. We need to get rid of some of these others. I'm going to fire on that. Is that orange in the top right there?
Yes, orange.
Okay. I'm gonna fire my crossbow at that one. Hell's my camera. There it is. Okay. That's not bad. 18 to hit total?
18 will hit, yeah.
Okay. Oh my god, I got something in the back of my throat.
Stormy music, why aren't you looping?
Out here. Yeah. There it is.
It's only 4 damage.
Okay.
But it's 4 damage. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to move. Yeah, shit. No, I'm going to stay right where I am. I'm afraid if I move, they're going to have too much of an easier time getting down toward him anyway. So
okay.
I'm just going to stay right where I am. I'm done.
Okay. For what it's worth, Rasmus, in this action, you've seen Erwin move toward the wagon. Danica doesn't seem like terrified. Like this isn't a woman in distress. Uh-huh. She is, but she's alert. She's aware. Erwin has his hand, like he has drawn out a short sword, but you can tell at least in the at this moment, it's more of a defensive mechanism of like waiting for something to come toward he and his wife.
Okay. Well, if he's over there, then I'm going to move up to here instead.
Okay.
Yep. Be up. I'm still trying to provide some space between the two of them.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. All right. Okay. I'm good.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. Zephyr, you're up.
Well, seeing that my party members are having luck with their crossbows, I'm going to go ahead and take mine out and also take a shot at orange.
Okay. Have at it.
21.
That'll hit. Man, you guys are having luck with these wolves tonight.
Do not jinx us.
But that's the fun part.
We're making up for damage. A lot of bad games.
Okay.
Well, we're hitting them. We're just not always hitting hard.
Yeah.
That's true.
Orange, you're starting to see that orange wolf get a bit bloodied. You can tell the multiple bolts is starting to... bolts and arrows and bolts, whatever the hell we want to call them. Rings for Mario, coins for Sanic. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold my position where I am at the moment.
Okay, yeah, taking out the back part. That's fine. Mr. Valmont, what do you wish to do?
Well, I got this goddamn zombie in my way now.
Protecting you.
I forget the rule. You can whip through, or I can fight through partner.
Yeah, teammates, yeah.
Then I'm gonna whip old Red once more.
Allies, that's what.
Okay, allies, yeah.
Because I like whipping him.
Okay.
14.
That will not do it.
I don't like whipping them.
The camera's day.
I am going to go ahead and just move. I'm going to move here.
Okay.
And that'll be it for me.
All right. So the wolves have their opportunity.
Bark, bark.
And they are going to, for lack of option, start to approach. Orange is going to move there. Purple's going to encroach on you. And blue is going to get on your side here. Bjorn. And let's start with Orange and Rasmus, just because that was the closest. I'm going to have him move here, because that actually does a thing that I need to do. Great. All right, so bite attack on you first. That's going to be with advantage.
Yeah, pack tactics. If they fight near each other, they're going to get advantage.
But that's not going to hit, Rasmus. So you, shield or otherwise, you are able to avoid any teeth sinking in on you.
Good.
Just in the nick of time, you seem to be able to get out of the way of that. So orange will not do anything damage-wise, but it will stay there. All right. Next up will be purple attacking Aiden. Same thing. Aiden, what's your DC or your AC? Your AC's, that's right. You're a man, you paladins and clerics, and your high, beefy, your big old armor.
18.
That too, yes. So the same scenario. The wolf gets nearly close to biting through that mail, but it just can't get in a proper location to do it, and it backs off. Bjorn, once more with you. Bjorn, what's your AC?
83.
Cool, 15. It will hit on that.
Oh! I'm sorry.
And so, Chunky Chunk is going to be trying to take it out of you. Let's see here. Oh, that's 6 damage. All right. And I need
for the record, I got resistance to piercing and slashing, if that...
Okay, yeah, that's it's piercing damage, so if you're resistant, you'll take half that rounded.
Okay. That's hybrid six transformation. Strike
that. Oh, yeah, that's high. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Yep.
So how much was it?
So you'll take 6.
6.
Damage. And then I will also need you to make a strength check.
Oh, stupid thing.
Well, it's a saving throw. You have advantage on that, right? Yeah.
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah. So you roll it one more.
It's exactly the same.
Exactly the same thing. Okay, cool. As it stands, nothing happens to you. The force with which the wolf attacks acutely, you, and the party knows this, you have some awareness of how a wolf lunge happens, so you know how to brace your weight back. You take the brunt of the bite, but it doesn't take you to the ground. You're kind of able to shove it off as it comes in on you.
The key is to lean into the wolf.
Is that what it is?
That's the key.
Red.
That's the key.
Red is going to step back or take a pace back, this red wolf. I need to stop saying red because we have a party member with that or had. Rest his mortal soul.
We don't know what happened to him. He's still there somewhere.
He's at the bar. He's still drinking. Yeah.
We do. He very much told us he was dead in the alley.
Yeah, Vargas let y'all know he was taken care of in no uncertain terms.
Well, one, I don't recall that. I might not have been paying attention. Two, no one stays dead in this world. They said El Jefe was dead, but...
Gotta stop saying that to the DM. Please stop telling the DM that no one stays dead.
Aiden's feeling very confident. He was facing death door to door, and he's back at it. He's wanting to kick in that door. The red wolf steps back, gives another howl.
Oh, my God.
And that's all for this round. Back to the top of the order, Bjorn.
Yes. excuse me. I think I got some throw too. To my left, I just do a double slash at this blue one.
Go for the double dagger.
Double dagger.
Okay.
13. Wait, well, that's not right. But no, strike that. That got a plus
20. So technically, oh yeah,
it's subtract 2 from that. It's technically an 11.
11. Okay, an 11 does miss.
Okay, coming at you with the next one. There we go. That one hit. 24.
Yeah, that hits.
9 damage.
Okay. Hey, max damage. There you go.
Sweet.
Okay. It's well bloody. Like, you miss with that first, so he kind of rebounds or shifts his shoulder a little bit, but as it comes back to be in that attack stance, you catch it right in the shoulder, and it pulls back. And you can tell you've caught it in the meat real nice.
The meat.
Real nice.
That's meat is on the rump.
That's true, but you weren't aiming for that.
Slice off the piece.
Rump.
All right. Anything else you'd like to do, Bjorn?
No, I think I'm going to just kind of take back on my heel here a little bit. But it's 5, 10, 15.
You move out of there, you got an attack of opportunity, friend.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let it fucking gnaw on me. It's all good.
All right. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Not gnaw on anybody else.
Yeah. Rasmus, you're up.
All right. As much as we've beaten up on Orange a little bit already, I'm going to move to here.
Mm-hmm.
And with my mace, I'm going to attack purple there.
Okay.
And that gives me advantage, right?
Yeah, with the flank. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Nope. The wrong thing. There we go. Well, that's a 20 total. Let's see if I can't roll an actual 20, though.
Get it.
Oh! Hey, well, there it is.
Perfect. This is a wonderful evening.
It's only 6 damage. It's max damage is a 6. Okay. It's just 1d6.
On purple? But, okay.
Yep, on purple.
All right, but it takes the brunt of it. You bring that mace down, and you hear the wince or kind of the punch. Yelp. As
Hell yeah.
Its jaw like ricochets off the ground. And you hit it with such force before it kind of picks itself back up.
Yes. And you unfortunately, again, I have no bonus actions that I can utilize right now. So that's going to be it for me, but at least it hit him.
Yep. So you are good there. I actually need to read up on how 5e handles flanking. So I think it's just a bonus. I don't know if it's advantage. I'm fine with making an advantage. Fuck it. It's house rule now. Advantage on flanking. Cool. We did
this morning was advantage. I'm going to look, though.
Yeah, the decision was made.
Yeah, exactly.
Cody has spoken.
Cody said, fuck it. Rules are overrated.
Oh, I'm
going to go ahead and take a shot at orange again.
Okay.
15.
Yep, that'll hit. What's okay, not that one, sorry. I was looking at the wrong number. Go ahead and roll damage.
Four damage.
It is barely hanging on.
And I am gonna go ahead and move in just a hair.
Okay.
Cody, for what it's worth, advantages rules is written. For flanking, only the creatures who are doing the flanking get the advantage. So, like Zephyr wouldn't have advantage on purple right now.
Right.
A popular alternative is to offer a +1 instead of advantage. It sounds not great, but the reason is because a lot of other things offer advantage,
right?
And that wouldn't stack. So basically, it's like, well, then instead you could get a +1.
Yeah, for flanking, if there was already an advantage
for another reason.
Right. Yep. All right. Cool. There you go. Forever DM has spoken. That's Hunter, by the way, not me. No, I am current and at one point soon to be former DM. We'll come to that though. Aiden, you are up. You too have the flanking position, as I believe it goes.
Yes, and I'm going to attack purple with that very reason.
Okay.
We go to that attack now.
Yep. Does advantage help me on a 9?
Or does you'll roll your attack again. It would be the greater of the two.
Oh, thank God. Well, I hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you'll do 6 damage. Let's see what the if you get.
Oh, my God. Did I hit it? Did I hit the? Well, I fucked it up.
You did.
I didn't mean to click it, but I'll take it anyway. I'm not gonna cheat the system.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the damage off, and I accidentally clicked the button to roll it. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on.
Yeah, so unfortunately, both of your
Let's just move on. Just move on.
So you go at that. To start this round, based upon the howl from the last moment.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Kill us.
Good googly moogly. Did they have like a bulk deal for wolf tokens? On D&D Beyond.
It's a pack.
Yes. The internet gave them to me for free. I love that Hunter's mic is muted. I just see the Jesus.
Anybody got a grenade?
Holy grenade of Antioch.
What's
a
grenade? I do not have a holy hand grenade. Sorry.
So I looked it up. A pack of wolves consists of between 2 to 20. So we might be in for a rough time.
Is that why I have such a large family?
Cody ran out of colors.
I did run out of colors.
It's just that not
color. We're going to Captain Planet characters now. That's Heart.
Heart!
Heart Wolf.
Why'd you start with the shittiest one?
It's going to take pollution.
That's the one that Dom Cheadle left alive in the Captain Planet series.
Heart!
Tree.
My heart hurts.
Motherfuckers better recognize. Captain Planet.
Don't call me again unless you're ready for that pain.
Pain.
All right. Cut off your helmet numbers at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right.
I'm about to kill this one to the left of me, though.
So let's see. So the three that have entered the fray will not be attacking, much like things have been happening. Because of the positioning, you are good, Rasmus. You're not flanked, but orange is going to come at you.
Yeah, of course.
Both of those are going to hit. In fact, one of those is going to hit for max.
Tree.
What do you mean both? He's attacking twice?
No, remember, he gets advantage on it because of the pack.
Oh, I thought you meant he hit two attacks.
That's what I thought he meant, too. Yeah.
No, both dice would have hit, but one of them is the natural top number. So,
okay.
What is the max on that? That is going to be 10.
Gross.
Rasmus said, I don't like it.
Kapow. I don't.
Pachow.
Purple. Actually, Rasmus, since you're doing that, go ahead and give me a strength check, because that is a part of this.
Yeah, I don't like this either, because I don't get any kind of...
Or, sorry, I say strength saving throw.
It's the same thing. Saving,
yeah.
Yep. Sixteen.
Call him Nathan Detroit. Luck be a lady. You are still standing. You much the same way as Bjorn, with your heavy mail, with your shield. You take a brunt of the bite, but you don't get knocked onto the ground.
Cody, you could call me Nathan Detroit. I played that role in high school.
I remember. We've discussed this.
That's right.
And Cody, me being a fan of guys eat dolls.
Guys
eat dolls. All right. Let's go ahead. Purple's going after Aiden. That's not going to do it. So, Aiden, you are spared damage, much like the last time.
Guys and dolls. Just a bunch of crazy guys.
Bjorn, it's only one attack on you this time. Yeah, that's the theme song. Aiden, or sorry, Bjorn, it's a 15. Is your AC?
That's 15.
Yep, that's going to, it's a 12 plus the number, so that's going to hit. Damn. Let's do some rolling.
Rolling.
Stupid ass fucking okay. Rolling, man.
That is going to be 8.
Of course it is. But it, oh man. All right, I took it.
Okay. Before anything else happens.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Red steps, kind of shuffles back for a moment. And you see, everybody is perceptive to this. It's fine. You see this wolf form kind of shake, creak.
Son of a bitch.
And stand itself up.
I knew it.
Bjorn, one-on-one.
No,
Lindsay, it's not what you think.
I think you may be grabbing the wrong end of the stick on that one. He steps back. The fur starts to fall away. So it is no longer before you, but in its stead rises a stately...
I forgot that's something else that could be done.
A stately vampire.
He's big, too.
Well, yeah, I just want to make sure you guys saw the face.
That's a massive big vampire. Boy. That's an Otis-sized vampire.
I want that heel that Aiden just dropped on us.
It's Brock Lesnar talking to Keith Lee.
He's limitless. Big boy.
This entity before you gives a sharp whistle.
Hell no.
And you see these wolves kind of... They don't leave their positions, but they step back from an attack stance. He surveys the lot of you. He peers toward the wagon for a lingering moment. And looks at the party and says... It's been far too long. I felt it was time to introduce myself to these wary visitors of my land. And that's where we're going to cut it off.
Son of a bitch.
But also, before you cut it off, Aiden stabs him in the heart with a stake.
I would like to see you try.
And that wraps up PZ85 presents Curse of Strahd.
I was going to follow that up when we said that there were no writers. This is the spoiler alert. This is how it is. Yeah. Season's over.
The next line, if we were just going to use the improv version, this was going to be, but he used a ribeye and it didn't work. He needed a T-bone.
For whatever reason, Aiden tries to stab him with a rubber chicken. Goddamn, we really need our writers. Because that's all I got.
No, Strahd grabs that wooden stake and says, a Jose Canseco steak? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
I got that reference. All right.
You did. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So that is where we leave it, friends. I didn't put it in. Audience at home, leave you to presume a stately vampire in the name of this module, who this person may or may not be, but he'll introduce himself to you and to the party next episode.
It's Pikachu!
Cuckoo, Pikachu, motherfuckers.
It's Clefairy.
Fuck!
Damn it. As it stands, next Tuesday should be another episode of PZ85 Plays the Curse of Strahd. Work and other scenarios notwithstanding, yours truly's mystery day job tends to, you know, put him to work during some nights, but hopefully all will come into play and allow us to explore this new combatant on the field to the way of the Wizard of the Wines. But before we get to all of that, we have other episodes this week, and I will let Hunter and or Shannon tell you about them.
Well, we surely do. Tomorrow's an all-new episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we're going to be talking about the draft. Hunter, I don't know if you saw tonight, before they moved on, Isla Dawn and Alba Fire defended their titles against Katana Chance and Caden Carter,
who are also on their way out.
There's a lot of baffling decisions going on, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow. And then, of course, Thursday, we finally come back with an all-new After Dark. Lindsay, what's our topic?
Well, seeing that it is going to be May 4th, it's going to be Star Wars themed.
It's going to be May.
I'm leaning towards our top five favorite Star Wars moments, and it can be anything within Star Wars.
We did that.
We did that.
I'll go ahead and chip in my number one, and it is me in a room with friends watching a YouTube rip from Baltimore of Star Wars The Holiday Special on YouTube my freshman year of college and learning that Tobor is robot spelled backwards and what the fuck is a life hack.
Yeah, no, we definitely did the moments because I remember talking about I've used that Yoda thing about luminous beings are we like multiple times, and that was one of the ones we
did. All right, well, I will come up with something Star Wars themed for us to discuss on Thursday.
Our favorite Nazis.
No.
Oh.
Space Nazis.
Space Nazis.
No, I prefer Illinois Nazis. Thank you very much.
Oh. Tanner probably knows them. All right. Let's wrap it up. Rap?
Yeah, sure.
Rap?
Why not?
Rap?
Yeah. Sorry. Rap is crap. For the West Texas Rednecks and Master P and the No Limit Soldiers, I am Cody Sandusky. Thank you.
Bring it from the 99 and the 2000.
That's right. Oh, man, this is terrible. I'm so happy to be a part of it. For Double H, for Shannon, for Lindsay, for Kaz, I have no other outro. Again, we fired the writers because they went on strike. No, we actually support them. We're firing me from writing the outros because I'm very bad at this. Mm-hmm. This has been PZ85 Plays the Curse of Strahd. Thank you very much for joining us. Until next week, watch out for wolves, friends. They may not be who they prepare to be.
Prepare?
Yeah, I stumbled through it. Just fucking, it's fine. We did it live. Hoodie-hoo!